Coming up later tonight, game number 6 of the ALCS between the Yankees and Astros. New York keeping their season alive last night with a big win in game number 5. James Paxton, Canada's own Big Maple, dealing for the Yankees in that victory, as game 6 will go tonight in Houston, and we'll have it on Sportsnet beginning at 8 o'clock as the Astros will be having a bullpen game. Same with the New York Yankees today. So interesting strategy, and we'll see who wins out. I thought the Astros would have got it done last night. Gentlemen, perfect setup. Justin Verlander.
They were, in my mind, about 3 feet away,
yeah,
maybe.
On right. Yeah. Yankee special. A couple of Yankee specials last night. DJ LeMahieu just getting it over the right field wall, and then Aaron Hicks just wrapping one inside the pole. Hit the pole, in fact, the foul pole to get the home run. And Justin Verlander's reaction after it, you know, he saw him crouch down to his knees and was just like, really? Like, this is how we're going to play this game tonight? That leaving the park just by, like, inches?
And then when they left Paxton in the game, I can't remember, I think it was Chirino, the catcher, who was at the dish, and he popped one to, I mean, as close in the diamond and not being a home run as you possibly could have to hitting one.
Yeah, and I know people have been talking about the baseball in the postseason and how maybe there's something shifty going on and maybe it's a different baseball. And Justin Verlander has definitely made comments about the baseball in years past. And I'm sure last night he was hoping, please give me the good balls that do not leave the park. But as we know, Yankee Stadium, they tend to give up these type of home runs no matter what the ball is. I always remember years ago, Alex Rodriguez, when he was playing for the Yankees, and I think it might have been a game against the Blue Jays, and this is at old Yankee Stadium, and he swings at a pitch, hits a ball like straight up in the air to right field, and he's like, ah, and he's like swearing, and it left the park. He thought he popped it up, and it just kept going and going and went over the right field wall, and I was like, yeah, that's like the Yankee special of all Yankee specials. Yeah. You have a guy that thinks he's popping out to right field, cursing himself, and the ball leaves the stadium.
Well, I remember when they blew it in 04 against the Red Sox in Game 7, Damon hit one, and it was exactly that. It was just a leaky little fly, and it's, gone, grand slam, and the game was pretty much over.
Man, that's a dream to be a left-handed hitter at Yankee Stadium. So we get game number 6 tonight, as I mentioned, and I feel like Houston's going to win it. I thought they were going to do it last night, but they did not. Interesting that, you know, potentially a bullpen game for both of these teams tonight. But, you know, Houston, I think, still going home. They're the better team. The Yankees, they threw out one of their best pitchers last night in James Paxton, and while they do have some, you know, pretty good arms down there in the bullpen, of course, this is it, I think. Houston's going to win one of these final two games. I would be absolutely stunned if the Yankees leave this series as winners and they go on to face the Washington Nationals. But this is what I like about the postseason, where you get into these spots where, you know, a team is leading a game by a lot, or you have the Houston Astros up 3-1, where in either the Astros move on and I look good, or they choke it and it's an all-time gag job by the Houston Astros to be up 3-1 and lose the final 3 games of the series.
Yeah, even when a team is as good as the Yankees, you're all good at this point in the year, and there's no way you should be blowing a 3-1 series lead. And it'd be one thing if it was a kind of a one-dimensional team where, oh, well, you know, they just have the loaded lineup and then they're just trying to outscore. It's like, when your starting pitching is this good, you cannot give up a series lead like that. So that's why I agree with you. I think it will happen. I don't know that it'll get done tonight, just because if it's going to be a bullpen day, I know whose pen I trust more, and it's not going to be Houston. So I think we might see a 7th game. But on the whole, I would expect the Astros to be heading to Washington for the World Series.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with you, Brent. I'm going to say that the Yankees get it done tonight, and the game goes to a 7th. The series goes to a 7th game.
Wow.
And because I guess, like, if this is going to be a bullpen game tonight, I suppose that means we'll see, let's just say Game 7 happens tomorrow night. I suppose that means we'll see Severino v. Cole, I guess, would be the matchup, right?
Yep.
And, yeah, in that case, I believe in the Astros and Gerrit Cole, because the guy's been lights out virtually all season and definitely in the postseason. But, yeah, I think, and I think Luis Severino, correct me if I'm wrong, is coming off an injury, right? Which is why I think he kind of struggled a little bit in his first appearance in this series, I want to say as well, right? So, if that's the case, I definitely believe in Cole. But yeah, I think the Yankees, if they take an early lead, and, you know, they can maybe get it to like even if a 1-run lead, I think the Yankees can probably keep it going. But at the same time, yeah, you hit the nail on the head, Brent. Like, both teams are so good that at this point, nothing is going to be really that surprising.
Yeah.
Although if the Astros blow this, Rob, I feel like it'll maybe replace the whole Cleveland was up 3-1 and blew the lead to, you know, from yesteryear.
Yeah. Well, the postseason has been very entertaining so far, so we would love more baseball, and we'll get some tonight. Game 6 between the Yankees and the Astros. You can watch it at 8 o'clock on Sportsnet.